What is happening out there, guys? I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
not nearly as excited as I will be once we get here in these cups.
Hard to imagine being more excited as this tournament's going on, like, because, you know, when you get started and get geared up and amped up, it was awesome. But just knowing what beers we've got left.
Saving the best for last this
wow,
time, I think.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I don't want my excitement to leave me in too much of a tangent. This is Beer Geek Radio, and I'm your host. My name's Brad.
This is your co-host, Steven.
And this is Chris.
And what we're referring to, of course, if you haven't been aware yet, get on it, but it's the IPA tournament, our second annual tournament. And we went through our first two quarterfinal rounds last week, and Hoptologist and Cafe 15 Racer have moved on. And then it just gets even better.
Yeah.
We've got all we've got left so far, Left Coast Hop Juice, Hangar 24 Double IPA, which is our reigning champion, Russian River Pliny the Elder, and Stone Enjoy By.
Yeah, we're still climbing the mountain then. We've
yeah.
got some good beers.
Two beers are going home today, and three of those beers in that list were considered top contenders in this tournament, I
Absolutely.
Believe.
Absolutely. So you can it's we don't really have to continue describing our excitement. You guys are probably feeling it out there too. So I'm ready to get down to business. For those of you who might be new to this, the way this works, after a short intro and to let you guys kind of know what we're doing, we step out of the room, we return with beer in our glasses so we're not present when they're poured, and we give you a review, pick a winner, and losers go home. So,
pretty simple. Pretty simple concept.
Yeah, it's very simple. And it's just in time for baseball playoffs. So kind of similar format. If you're following that, that's how it works. Or was it March Madness? Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
Losers go home. Single elimination. So I'm ready.
All right. Let's get some beer in these cups.
All right. Cheers. We'll be back in a sec.
Ready, steady.
Oh, yep. Yeah. All right. Well, we are back. And wow. I thought I was excited before. Now there's just no way to measure my level of excitement now. We've got beer A and beer B in front of us. Colors are quite different. Obviously, there's very little clarity in A, but they're both golden, and they look beautiful.
They're both definitely drinkable.
Definitely beer.
I'm going to go ahead and just cut through the BS and start smelling A.
Let's do it.
Oh, man.
Sweet citrus.
Oh, wow.
Bomb.
Yeah. This is all citrus here. Yeah. I mean, this is like as I'll take one that Steven said right before we went back on the air. It genuinely smells like you cut open fresh fruit, like an orange or a grapefruit, and it just like jammed your nose into it.
Man, that is amazing.
Not getting a whole lot of hop, really. Smells just like fresh fruit.
Yeah, it really does. The smell on this is outstanding.
I just stuck my nose in it.
That's not a bad thing.
No.
All right. Well, I want to taste.
Yeah.
I'm tasting. Cheers, guys.
Cheers. Oh, wow.
Okay, most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So very good. Big citrus. Mm-hmm. Big citrus. A little bit more hop bitterness than you would have smelled.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can smell bitter.
No, you can't really smell bitter. You smell more of the hop itself. But you do taste the hop bitterness, alpha acid coming through, definitely.
It is a great balance, though, of hoppy bitterness and obviously with the citrus. It's such
great blend. Great balance to this beer, actually. I'm not getting so much a hop flavor. I'm just getting the alpha acid bitterness.
Yeah, you get the alpha acid bitterness, and it has a slight bite to it, and then it has a really nice citrusy backbone. Mm-hmm. I mean, what I look for in an IPA.
Very strong idea of which beer it is.
I think I know exactly what beer it is, but I'm
thinking the same thing.
I'm going through and editing the last episodes, I think Chris had it right with not making a prediction and not wanting the label to influence his pick.
Right.
Yeah. So I totally get that.
Yeah.
The smell doesn't give away all the flavors you're going to get. Like you were saying, it's a lot more bitter.
Yeah, it has the smell was fresh fruit just right up front, smacking you in the mouth or in the nose. But when you taste it, it has a better balance. There's like Chris said, the alpha acids are up, and it blends really nice with the citrus. Because typically when you hear that, when someone describes an IPA as balanced, normally when a beer is described as balanced, it's malt and hop. And that's not something that you get with most West Coast IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of malt. And I think that all the beers in this tournament are that same way. Not a lot of malt at all.
Yeah.
Right. Right. I haven't gotten an overpowering malt sweetness from any of these beers so far.
Yeah, none of them. So, yeah, when in a West Coast style IPA like this, when I say balanced, I obviously mean a balance between either earthy and citrusy or mm-hmm. bitterness and citrusy. How well do the flavors complement one another?
Yeah.
And this one is done very well.
Right.
I'm really enjoying this.
There's also different ways to hop the beer, too. Like, I can tell this one, the early hop addition wasn't overpowering because you get the alpha acid, but not an overpowering bitterness
right.
like mm-hmm. you would from a palate wrecker or something like that, where they throw in tons of hops right at the start of the boil, and that boils out all that alpha acid. And you don't actually get the flavor of the hop itself, just the acid coming through.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, no, this one's...
Is that how you increase the bitterness of a beer?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the IBUs are completely told by the alpha acid content.
Okay.
And the alpha acids, like I said before, come out when the hop is boiled.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of how, like, when we were talking about IBUs last week, also how we've said that there could be beers that have 100-plus IBUs and not taste as hoppy as a beer that's in the 80s. I think I've had beers that are in the 80s, high 70s, low 80s, that have just awesome either floral or citrusy hop flavor, but the IBUs aren't as high because this is probably a beer that might not have had a lot of hops in going with the, not the wort, but the secondary, and it was probably just dry hopped. So, and that's why you get a lot of the hop flavor and not such a high IBU. And I think that's probably what we have here because this is fantastic.
Yeah, this is a really, really, really good beer.
Real quick, other different hop varieties put out different alpha acid content as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a Wilmette hop and it puts out hardly any alpha acid at all. So you can throw them on early in the boil and you want to get a whole lot of bitterness coming out. But if you throw like Amarillo in there or Chinook, you're going to get really strong bitterness coming through.
Nice. Well,
I was about to say, ladies.
Smell B.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Now I'm getting more hop smell out of this guy.
A little bit. Yeah. I'm not getting it definitely wasn't as much presence on the aroma as beer A, but it's a different type of aroma.
It's still very fruity.
Yeah. It's.
Yeah, definitely fruity. Maybe even a little bit of floral. Mm-hmm. Not getting a lot of real earthy hop notes on it. And that's good because earthy hops are not my favorite flavor or smell. I dig the citrus and then the floral and then the earthy is kind of last. So, yeah, I'm not getting a lot though. I mean, it's not.
It's not overpowering, but it's
not at all.
It's there. I mean, you could smell it.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I when I'm smelling, I know I'm smelling it. It's like I said, it's not as upfront as beer A was.
I think it's more pronounced than cafe was. I think it's a little bit more pronounced even than...
There was a couple of those last week like when we first put our nose to it, we almost got nothing right away.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and
that's
so strange when you think of what kind of beer this is. We got almost nothing. And then when you get the flavor and your palate opens up, it definitely changes. But right now, I'm getting it. It's pronounced, but it's not a lot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So...
I like to swirl the beer in here just a little bit, just so it opens up, so the air can kind of activate all the aroma that we're supposed to be getting.
Yeah, well,
and you know what? That's working because now I'm getting those floral notes that you were talking about, Brad.
I didn't get those
at first.
Who's ready to taste?
I'm always ready. I am.
Beer B. Cheers.
Cheers.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
More, a little bit more hop bitterness, less citrus.
I'm getting more the hop flavor as well.
I want to say there's more bitterness. I'd say there's more hop flavor.
Right.
A lot of hop flavor in this beer.
Mm-hmm.
Like fresh hop.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely has the more piney hop, bite than so much of the citrus. But no, this is definitely also very good.
Oh yeah, more the earthy tones I think on this one.
Mm-hmm.
The piney kind of it's not overly citrus.
I'm getting a little more pine. Yeah,
yeah. But floral pine, earthy, not very citrusy at all.
No, yeah, I can get there's a few little flavors in here that are kind of reminiscent of citrus. It's very very minute. But yeah, more of the floral and piney hop, aromas also, but flavors too.
Mm-hmm.
That takes the center stage in this beer for sure.
I can already tell this is going to be slightly difficult for me because I'm enjoying both of these.
Yeah, it's
I am too. It is good.
It's going to be difficult on the merit of which do you prefer.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah, it's going to come down to my preference of
personal
of
preference.
For people listening on this one, my poker face definitely sucks. I've made no secret going into this what kind of hop profile I prefer.
Right.
So we're just going to go ahead and see. But one thing that I do want to do is not make a rush decision because, like last week, there was one of these beers that I'm like, no, as soon as I had it, I'm like, no, this is going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
And it evolved and it evolved and it evolved until right before we were to render our decision. It got to a point where I was like, you know what? This has evolved into such a much better beer now. And then I ended up picking it. And that was obviously the Cafe 15, which a lot of people are bummed. I've been communicating with a few people on our social networking channels that are bummed that Mongo got lost to the Cafe 15. And I was like, you know what, man? It happens. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of doing this. That's what made the unpredictability is why this is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. You never know until you're sitting in our shoes.
I'm going to go back to A now and see what it does.
That's always a true test for me is when I have had both beers and then I go back for a second go round.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm going to go ahead and rinse my palate and have a pretzel too so I can give it an accurate, you know, judgment. Still big on the citrus.
Oh, yeah.
Still it very big on the citrus. No, that's still so good.
And you know what? Even after drinking B, going back to A, there isn't really anything that changed.
No. B changed. After I went back to B again, it changed a little bit. There's a little bit more citrus in it, but I don't know if that's lingering from beer A. Yeah, I think it very well could be. It probably is. Because, I took two quick sips, and, I get more citrus, but I think that's just carrying over from beer A.
Mm-hmm. A is coming off a lot more complex in the early stage. I guess it isn't even the early stage anymore. We've been sipping on these beers for a while now.
Yeah, we've been on them for about 10 minutes almost.
Mm-hmm. A's given me more complexity. B's, at this point, it's pretty much what you drink.
Mm-hmm.
Your first impression of the beer is what you get. There
definitely
aren't many layers to it.
Yeah, I'm not getting a lot of layers. I'm ready for – I have a winner, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys do.
I've had one for about 3-4 minutes.
I want to give these beers their due diligence. I think both these beers do their respective thing very well.
Oh, yeah.
And Chris was alluding to the A having more complexity and for me personally having a lot of citrus, and that's what I look for. I really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
B has a really good hop bitterness. It's still a very easy drinking beer. But, yeah, I think both these beers do their respective thing very well. And either one of these I can drink probably all day.
Oh, yeah. I would buy both of these.
Okay, but one thing that we haven't touched on is the booze level. These are both doubles, so obviously the alcohol is going to be a little bit higher. Are you getting any kind of a booze burn out of any of them?
No.
I'm not.
Neither.
Yeah.
These are very crisp. And they're very easy to put down. And I think every beer in this tournament had a minimum alcohol of like 7.5, 8.
Yeah. Right.
So, I mean, that's pretty crazy. Both these beers are done very well.
They hide it very well.
Oh, yeah. Both are very easy drinkers. I could see myself relaxing on the porch on a sunny day with either of these beers very easily.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I just went ahead and took the liberty of sliding my card to the center of the table.
And I am doing the same.
Funny thing, this will be unanimous.
I think it is. It's going to be strange if it's not, but I'm going to go ahead and tally our votes right now. We'll be ready for the reveal in just a second. And once again, I'm going to refrain from predictions. Chris, I'm going to imagine doing the same.
Yeah, I got to say, I'm 99% sure I know what beer A is, and I'm probably about 75% sure I know what beer B is. But
I think so too.
I'm surprised how one-sided it was for me.
Once we do the reveal and if it's what I think it is, I'm going to be surprised that it was this one-sided because if it's that matchup, last year this was a lot harder. So that you guys can take that for what you want. But we do have 3 A's, so Beer A is the winner. And that's kind of what I expected.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I expected. Beer A did win, so we're ready for the reveal. Miss, our producer Stephanie is here to show us which one is which.
What do we got?
Finger 24 and Plenty.
You know what?
Yep.
Honestly, yeah. Beer A is Hangar 24 Double, and Beer B is Plenty the Elder. And I expected that, but I can say this also. I'm very happy with that because that only further cements what happened last year.
Yeah.
That in a blind taste test, this beer really can stand up and beat Pliny the Elder, because a lot of people last year were like, oh, no, you rigged it.
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't.
And you know what? What made it so hard last year may have been the stress. Because, you know, there's no stress here. We had
possibility.
We had no idea what beer this was.
Oh, my God. That is so good. Man, Hangar 24's double IPA is a grand slam.
It is. Yeah. It really is. It's very, very well made. The layers of flavor you get between the citrus and the hop and the bitterness,
it's
very well done.
Well, Your champion from last year has also prevailed today and is going into the semifinals, and Pliny the Elder is going home in the first round.
Yep.
I can't say I'm too mad about that.
No, not at all.
But you know what?
There are going to be several people that are, but you know what?
Hey, we did it the right way. And you know what? I mean, it was an awesome beer. It really was a good beer. This wasn't, I mean, it's the way we're talking about this sounds like it was just a gimme, but yeah. It was a really good beer.
It would beat four other beers in this tournament.
Yeah, I have to own up. I earlier on the episode said I would buy both of these and drink them. So, I mean,
you do. Yeah. I mean, it happens that way. And Pliny the Elder is an awesome beer. A lot of people ask us, like, hey, what's up with all the Pliny hate? It's not so much about the beer itself. It is an awesome beer, but, I mean, when it's you guys can go back and listen to our history and find out why we kind of dog on Pliny a little bit.
It's no secret.
Yeah, it's been said before. We don't need to say it again. But, honestly, the beer itself is a phenomenal double IPA. Oh, yeah.
It's phenomenal if you can find it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just as easy to go down to the corner market, and they're going to have, well, here in California, in Southern California, to be exact, they're going to have Hangar 24. It's going to be there no matter where you go.
Yeah. Yep.
And they're putting out just as good or a better product than Pliny, which you can only find here and there if you're lucky. Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we haven't touched on, too, for listeners out there that probably might be interested in knowing this, I did, when picked up all these beers before the tournament started, we actually did make sure that all these beers were as fresh as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The Pliny bottle was bottled less than a month ago. Yep. The Hangar 24 was bottled less than a month ago. Everything was bottled within the last month. And then obviously the Stone and Joy Buy was bottled probably the most recent. So I'm just excited. That means on Thursday we've got the Left Coast Hop Juice and the Stone and Joy Buy by process of elimination. You guys can figure that out.
Yep.
Do the math. So that's going to be a fun matchup. This one was... Man, that Hangar 24 double is...
It's going to be tough to beat.
Needless to say, it's going to be tough to beat that one.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, we'll be back with you guys for more tournament action for the quarterfinals of the IPA tournament on Thursday. And for the tournament and the show, my name's Brad. I'm your host.
This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And thank you for listening to our IPA tournament. See you guys on Thursday. Cheers.